Couple years down the road, you step out into the crisp spring evening air. It's a little cool for the season. You don't mind.
No.
Throw a hoodie on. You put your headphones on. And you're taking a walk under the light of the moon.
What am I listening to on my headphones?
It's a Norwegian guy. His name is Fjord.
What's his deal?
He plays like a very big guitar.
A very big guitar.
Yeah, it's very large.
Okay.
It sounds like a normal guitar, but like cavernous, you
Is
know?
he of a particular size or anything like that? Is he like a large guy as
No.
well?
No. He clearly struggles with the guitar.
Why does he play it?
He was asked that in an interview with Paste Magazine, and he says, "It is the guitar of my people."
So it's like a traditional, like Norwegian instrument, I guess.
No, it's a new thing. His village started doing like about 8 months ago.
So it's not like a storied tradition. It's very new.
No, there was a big dispute over it. It was put on the ballot, literally at the last minute of the election. So only like three guys voted on it, and they were like, "Hey, only big guitars from now on." And two guys thought it was funny and they were like, yeah. And then one guy was like, no. And I mean, it passed, you know, illegally. So now
So,
only big guitars. And so he's just like playing a really big guitar. It's probably
is,
two times the size of a normal guitar.
jeez.
He's struggling with it big time.
Okay, whatever. So
But he's
must be
playing it.
damn. Yeah. Is it
Yeah.
any good?
No. But you're just like walking along listening to this terrible music.
right.
You know.
Oh man, yeah.
You pass by like a little shopping center. There's like a little cantina with some people seated on a patio. They got those torches going, you know, the outdoor torches, the heaters.
Wow.
You walk by, you look at a group of looks to be three couples, probably in their mid-20s, dressed well, probably experiencing like adult friendships when you have like maybe a little expendable income for the first time. It's a very
Okay.
kind of like you look at these people and you can tell that they're at like a very exciting stage of their life. Where they're
Okay.
kind of like, it's kind of like their first moments is like real grown-ups.
Okay.
All six of them are smiling and laughing.
Cool.
You keep walking, you're hearing this guy pluck away on this too large guitar. He even like wrote the government and he was like, "This is killing my livelihood."
Well, why would they not reverse this law? This seems insane.
Well, because one of the guys on city council has an extra large guitar factory.
Holy shit. Oh,
Yeah,
man.
when he so his name is Scorn Mord, and
Okay.
he yeah he was like his brother was like a musician for a long time and had always talked about like opening up you know like a factory. He had always tinkered around with the instrument. And he passed away, and but Scorn wanted to honor his memory, so he like you know applied for loans and permits and all that, and he got a factory built, and he was like showing the bank. He had like double clicked on the image of the guitar that he was going to build, so it made it look really large. And the bank was like, okay, big guitars, you know? And so now he's just like kind of like legally stuck making these really large guitars.
Wow.
It was 100% Zoom. So, you know, you get the idea.
Yeah.
And so Fjord had like petitioned his government. He's like, hey, this is killing me. I'm a touring musician who's like, you know, had a lot of success, and I can't physically play this guitar. And I, you know, like, and they were like, well, you know, a lot of jobs get brought in to that extra large guitar factory.
Wow.
So not all is well in some places.
Does not seem like it.
But you're walking along, trying to like you know, find the beauty in the sound, but you're just really struggling with it. It's almost like walking with a rock in your shoe, you know, it's just uncomfortable. So you're kind of in like this strange mood, you know, everything is just like a little bit off center. And you come upon like you like walk up a small hill. And as you reach the crest of the hill, there's a little park just down like across the street. Little public park. And in the public park is a woman. She's holding a leash.
Whoa.
And at the end of that leash is the biggest butterfly you've ever seen in your whole fucking life.
My God. How big?
Okay. 2.5 feet
Jeez.
at its widest point. You know, it's like a monarch butterfly.
How long is
But
the leash?
it's like one of those, like, it's kind of like a dog leash. It's like retractable,
Oh, okay, so it has a
you know?
wide
Yeah.
area. Okay.
And good thing, because this butterfly is floating around, doing tricks, spinning,
Whoa.
tucking its wings up into, you know, just a very narrow sort of like a posture. Flying down at the ground and then unfurling them at the last moment, catching the wind and soaring upward. This butterfly is it's like it's performing for you,
Wow.
for everyone, because there's like other people gathered around, you know. It's
Yeah, I would imagine. I mean, it's like a kite, but it's a fucking butterfly.
a butterfly, yeah.
Wow.
The woman at the other end of the butterfly just smiles, a confident look on her face. And you're like watching, right? There's like this woman has like this butterfly on a leash, and there's two people standing there watching. And you kind of look at them, and they're like talking to each other, and they're kind of like brows furrowed. You know, it looks like they're judging this person. And again, you're standing at the top of this hill a little bit of ways back, and just kind of came across this scene.
Yeah, I'd be amazed.
Yeah, you go to step towards it, and you see the two people actually like step to the woman holding the leash. And like they get a little animated. You can hear them saying, like, how dare you, like, you know, keep a butterfly as a pet? Like, what are you doing? You know, then they have like a
What?
real issue with it. Yeah,
Who would
it's
have
like
an issue with that?
you have a leash on a butterfly. Like what kind of what it's
That is
not
kind of weird, yeah, I guess, but
you
what's
know, so
weird?
the
I don't know if it's immoral necessarily. I mean, but whatever. I guess I just watch this.
and that's honestly the case that the woman with the leash makes. She's like, what's the big deal? You know, this is my pet. You know, we go out for a walk. This is how it works. Yeah, but those the people just don't like see it that way. They're like, it feels like you shouldn't be doing that, you know?
It feels weird.
The man sort of grabs for like the butterfly end of the leash. The woman yanks it back. The butterfly gets jerked several feet in one direction. A little bit of a physical altercation ensues.
What?
The woman, the leash gets knocked out of her hand, and the butterfly just takes off. And she screams, Jennifer.
Jennifer. Jennifer
Just
the butterfly.
screams it. Yeah.
Jeez.
And you see the other the two people are like, go free. You know, they're like, the lady just sobs. Her tears coating the pavement. You sort of look and you see like the leash just like flying away in the opposite direction. You walk over to the woman, she's on the ground. What do you say to her?
Hey, I saw everything. Are you okay?
She looks up at you and she just screams, no. And she gets up and just runs into the woods.
Okay.
Just runs, right?
Oh, man.
So you you go for your walk, right? You get back to your place, and as you like walk like through your like little apartment complex, you pass by a tree, and you see the handle of that leash dangling just at eye level from this tree that you're
Oh,
walking up to.
uh-oh.
You go over it, over to it,
Yeah.
you look up, you see the beautiful monarch pattern through the trees. It's a giant butterfly just sort of sitting there.
A 2-foot butterfly.
Yeah. What do you do?
I very slowly walk, towards it to grab the leash.
You walk towards it. You grab the leash. Close your hand around it. You like pull on it.
I think I hold it in my hand so it doesn't fly away, and I shout, "I found Jennifer!" Like I try to get the woman's attention.
You scream, I found Jennifer, right? I found Jennifer. You hear, oh, thank God. A woman comes like running around the corner. It's a different woman.
What?
And she's like, my daughter, she's been missing for 8 years.
Oh no.
You
Oh
found her.
ma'am. No, I'm sorry. I meant the butterfly.
She kind of like steps towards, she goes, the butterfly?
The butterflies. That's the name of the butterfly.
She goes, so you don't have my baby?
No, I'm so sorry.
She just screams, runs
Yeah.
away, also into the woods.
What the fuck? What is happening in the
I don't know. Just telling you what happens.
All right. Man, this is so fucking. All right. So I guess I guess I very lightly, because I don't know how strong the butterfly is. I don't want to yank it. So I just lightly pull it, I guess, a little to see what it does.
Kind of tug on the leash, and you hear like a little. You hear like the noise that like a bug makes. It kind of chirps at you. You feel a little tension on the rope.
Yeah.
You pull it taut, and then you feel it go slack, and you see this 2 foot large, 2 foot long, like 2 foot wide monarch butterfly reveal itself from the tree, and it's fluttering in front of you. And you feel the wind on your face as it flaps its wings, and you've never felt a temperature more preferable in your entire fucking life. For
Wow.
one moment, you have your eyes closed, and it is the perfect temperature for your body. Years later, scientists will discover that we all have a perfect temperature. A company will create a suit that envelops our body that holds it at that specific temperature, and it's actually one of the things that ultimately helps us live for hundreds of years.
Wow.
And you feel it for just a split second.
Whoa.
The butterfly flaps in front of you. Excellent. What do you do?
So I'm holding the leash that's attached to the butterfly,
The
right?
butterfly. Yeah.
I guess what I do is I start walking with it and I see if it goes along with me.
It follows right at your side.
Oh, okay, that's cool. All right, I walk into the woods. I try to find this woman. I mean, she seemed very upset.
You walk into the woods with
And
this butterfly
I just
attached.
pray, I pray I don't find that other woman. That was horrible.
Yeah. Nobody ever sees that woman again.
Oh
So you walk into the woods.
no.
You got this butterfly, Jennifer, fluttering right beside you.
Yeah.
You just scream like, "I found Jennifer!" And you hear
Yeah.
that second lady go, "My baby."
No,
And
God. No, ma'am, I'm
she goes,
sorry.
"Not again." And she just breaks, you know.
Fuck.
So you're like walking through the woods, right?
Yeah.
You know, you're stepping through the thicket, right? Around trees, through an area that hasn't been touched and who knows how long, you know. The sun sets. So you see two glowing red eyes in the distance. Within a second, a wolf is on you,
What?
mouth open. You see all of its teeth,
Oh no,
and it
fuck.
leaps right at your fucking throat. And the moment before it can clamp down on that tight little neck you got, Jennifer swoops in and knocks it off course,
Oh my God.
sending it into a tree. It's just like there's like a sharp limb sticking out. It just gets impaled on this limb.
Oh, wow.
Jennifer does like a little spin and kind of like chirps at you again.
Oh, wow. That
It's
is
getting
something
pretty, it's
else.
getting pretty dark, and you're like, I can't be out here in the fucking woods at night,
I can't do
you
that.
know?
I take the butterfly. I walk back to, I just walk home with this
You
butterfly.
walk home, you walk inside, you set the leash down.
I think I had
Do you
like,
want?
yeah, I set the leash down and then like I go on the internet and or on Instagram or something and I go, I just put the word out. Hey guys, is anyone missing a butterfly? If so, name Jennifer. If so, I have it. Please share.
People respond, they're like, what do you mean? Like a butterfly?
I show it in the post.
And people are like, haha, very funny, huge butterfly. I bet your fucking dick is small too. People are like, very cruel.
What the fuck? What is this
Yeah,
about?
people, they just don't believe that you have a 2 foot large butterfly.
Well, all right.
So Jennifer like kind of flutters over, she lands on your shoulder. And it just is just like looking through, like watching what you're looking at, right? Do you let her out of the harness?
No, because I'm hoping that I can get Jennifer back to whoever that woman was, but I don't want to have to like, I feel like it would be hard to harness a butterfly, so I'd rather just keep it like hooked up or whatever, and then I can grab it whenever I need to grab it.
Sure. So you're like, you know, you're trying to find out who this person is, right? Like, hey, isn't you're posting online trying to find, you know, the owner of this butterfly. And you know, you look up like care instructions for it. You put out some water, you know, like trying to take care of it the best you can. The next day, you hang out. This kind of follows you around the house, right? It's your day off. You smoke a bunch of weed, you blow it in the butterfly's face, it just hangs out on the couch with you. Right? You're sitting on the couch watching TV, and the butterfly just sits there, and you're just like very stoned, and you there's like a bag of chips, and the butterfly like pokes its head in, it's covered in dust, you know? It's very adorable.
What are we watching?
You're watching a show called Father and Son, The Best of Us.
Oh, God.
Father and
Oh.
Son, The Best of Us is a very wholesome Christian sitcom. But it has really great writers. It's like really well done. You know, it's about a pastor and his son who's also a pastor, and just kind of like their plight of like spreading the word of God in a small town. You
Okay.
know, usual cast of characters, but it's got some real heavy hitters on the writing staff, and it is funny. If you're watching Father and
Okay.
Son, The Best of Us, you're eating chips. Jennifer's getting covered in the dust. You see her like poke her head in, and she comes out. She's covered in like Cheeto dust or whatever. And you like look
Jeez.
at her and just laugh, and you swear she looks at you and laughs too.
This sounds like a great day. Hanging out with my
Nightfall
new friend.
comes. Yeah, nightfall comes. You get ready for your evening walk. You go to step out the door, and you hear her squeak at you.
Yeah. Of
Do you take Jennifer on your walk?
course.
So you
I
think, yeah,
feel
why
like
not?
everywhere I go, I'm just gonna bring this butterfly. This is so fucking strange. I think
So
people
you
would be very into it.
yeah, so you go on your walk, right? Jennifer kind of like tugs you in the direction of a route that you don't normally take. So you're like, well, take the lead, my lady, is what you say. And so you guys walk together for a little while. You walk up to like a gas station. You see all these people like out there pumping gas.
Yeah.
You see some guy go, one guy, you hear one guy go, that guy's got a butterfly on a leash.
Yeah, dude.
You know? And then another lady sees it and she goes, holy shit, he does. And then one guy's like, that's the biggest fucking butterfly I've ever seen.
Yeah. Fuck
They're all
yeah, it
talking
is.
about it. And
Of
you like look
course they
over
are.
and they go, hey mister, where'd you get that butterfly? What do you say?
I go, nature.
And they all give you a thumbs up and they're like,
Yeah.
yeah, you know. And then Jennifer senses their optimism and their applause. She starts doing like all kinds of tricks, you
Fuck
know.
yes.
So she's doing spins, doing little loop-de-loops.
Wow.
Again, darting up and down, left and right, faster than you would imagine a butterfly of that size being able to move.
Yeah, I'm very
It's
much
really
into
impressive.
having. I'm very into having Jennifer at my side at all times.
To the point that like one guy walks over and he goes, I was gonna put this in my tank, but thank you. And he gives you a $20 bill. He calls a tow truck and he goes, yeah, I'm out of gas and I'm out of money. And he's like, okay, I'll 1 hour. Okay. He calls a tow truck instead.
I dude, what? Come on.
Just pocket the money. You don't worry about that man. We keep going. Right. Over the next several weeks, you become the talk of the town. People line up along your walking route to see Jennifer and what she'll do. People are throwing money at you hand over fist.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Even without the money thing, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. You know, you're getting requests for like, hey, come on the late show. Bring Jennifer. And then in the captions it says, if Jennifer doesn't come with you, you will not be allowed.
Okay. That's fine. I get what the act is.
So you start to kind of, it starts to kind of like blow up, right? It starts to
Yeah.
like become like this viral sensation, this thing that you just got to see. It's a beautiful creature and her handler. So you go, you set up this late show appearance, right? By this time, like, you got an OnlyFans, you know?
What?
Yeah, it's an OnlyFans where you post like tasteful nudes of yourself,
Oh, what the
and
Why am I
Jennifer is
doing
there in the
this?
background. There's pictures of you like posted like you're laying on your stomach and like your bare ass is visible and Jennifer's like
Oh.
sitting on your bare ass.
Why am I doing this?
You know, you're just like looking to like make the most out of the situation.
Is it successful? How much money does it make a month?
Oh, dude, you're making $12,000 a month
Holy shit.
on this OnlyFans, right? There's one, your most popular post is one where you have an erect penis,
What?
and there's a photo of you with an erection, and Jennifer is just like resting on shaft of your penis.
But I thought you said these were tasteful nudes,
Oh,
not
they're
hard
very
dick.
tasteful.
Okay.
Yeah, it's tastefully done, you know.
How could
You hire one of the best nude photographers in the world to take these photos.
it be? Who is it?
His name is Gerald Fong.
Yeah.
Yeah. He flies in from Japan,
Wow.
and he took the best photos of his life, he thinks.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is not good.
No, they're very tastefully done, and you're raking it in, right?
Okay. Well, whatever. Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Raking it in. So you go to the Tonight Show. They bring you out, you know, Jennifer does some dances. You're kind of like, you got like a whole choreographed thing now where you're like rolling around behind her, you know. There's music to it. It's like a whole routine you guys have, and you're very in sync.
Yeah.
You've got like a leotard that makes you look like a monarch butterfly. Like you're wearing that. It is skin tight. It leaves nothing to the imagination. A lot of people complain about it
Yeah,
that
I
wrote their
mean,
Congress people, you know?
the Congress people.
Yeah. Oh yeah. People saw a lot.
What are they saying to the Congress people about me?
They write letters, you know, they say, hey, I tuned into the late show on, you know, this date and time, and I saw Pat Dean and his butterfly Jennifer. I also saw pretty much all of Pat's genitalia because the leotard that he was wearing was so tight. I don't think it's appropriate to have
Why
on
am
like
I
a, you
wearing?
know.
I guess by this point I'm pretty unself-conscious about my body. If I'm
Oh
making
yeah,
that,
you don't care.
yeah, I guess I wouldn't. Yeah, I go
No.
whatever.
Yeah,
Yeah,
you're
okay.
raking it in. So you do this whole like routine. It's like a 2.5 minute thing. It's beautiful. People in the audience are sobbing, right? Like it's moving. And they ask you know, they kind of interview you afterwards. And like, so Pat, how long have you had Jennifer? You know, you're like going through the whole thing, and they go, where did you find this majestic creature?
I found her
And
by the woods.
you say, nature.
Oh, yeah.
And the audience laughs. The moment that the laughter of the audience dies, you hear a voice from the crowd say, that was my daughter's bug.
What?
You kind of say that, you go, what? And this woman says, that was my daughter's bug. They turn a spotlight on her. Cameraman of the year, Jim Thorpman, spins his fucking camera around and without a single wasted millisecond has a tight frame on her face.
Yeah.
He
Okay.
throws a finger up in the air and he like makes a little motion.
Let's do this or
He's like, and somebody pops a spotlight on that lady, right on her.
wow.
She kind of like walks out through the crowd. Lordman tracks her as she walks. He's not an Emmy-winning cameraman for nothing, folks. This woman walks through onto the set, and a lot of people were anticipating like your late night appearance, so it was already like numbers were pretty good, you know. And then people were like tuning in during your actual performance. A lot of eyes on it.
Yeah.
And this woman walks straight up to you and she goes, "My daughter owned Jennifer. My daughter trained Jennifer." And she goes, "What did you do to her?" She pulls a knife from like her boot and she goes to stab you. And Jennifer, last moment, dives in front of you. And you just hear the shriek of a dying bug
Oh,
right on the Late
Jennifer.
Show. And you look down and you hold Jennifer in your hands. You watch as she
Jennifer.
blinks and goes limp.
Oh, man.
You look up at the woman who's standing above you with a knife. She has a look of true terror in her eyes, like, "Holy shit, what did I do?"
Yeah.
What do you do?
I just yell for security, I guess. I'm kind of
You
amazed that,
yell.
yeah.
So you see, you kind of like look around, you're like, "Security." You see Jim Thorpman pulls in real tight on you. He's got a new frame. It's gonna be this moment he will take the still of, and it'll be what hangs above his mantel place until he dies.
Why?
It's you with tears running down your face, and you're saying, "Security," and this woman's standing over you with a knife. And then she goes, "This is for Sandra," and she plunges the knife into your chest. So he
Oh,
stabs you right there, and he goes, "You ruined my baby girl."
I thought that the knife was in the. Oh, fuck. I didn't know she still had the knife.
No, she still had the knife, and you just had tears running down your face, and you got stabbed right in the chest on live
Oh, I wouldn't.
television.
I didn't know.
Jim Thorpman gets out from behind his camera, and he tackles her to the ground.
The fuck were you a second ago, Jim?
He was getting the perfect shot.
Oh, fuck
He
that.
tackles her to the ground, and
Oh, man.
he tackles her and he holds her in place. And then like the security guards rush in, and you know they pick up Jennifer. They leave you there. You're bleeding out, just knife in your chest. And they're like, "Let's get her out of here." They try to save her, but they can't do it. She never dances again. And Jim Thorpman holds that woman in place. But the moment security arrives, he runs back and he looks at the footage again, and he goes, "The perfect shot." And then you fucking die. Immortalized forever above an Emmy winner's fireplace.
Man, well, I mean, I lived a pretty interesting life those last few months, I guess.
Yeah, your best friend was a bug. You had no meaningful relationships outside of it. You drove
Well,
at least
what?
two people insane.
I didn't mean to. I tried to return it. I don't know where the
There's
woman
photos
went.
of a butterfly posing atop your hard penis on the internet. And other things.
Whatever.
There's one where you're showing hole.
Okay, with the okay.
It's a photo series where it's like you bent over with your butt cheeks spread apart and you're
Yeah.
showing your butthole, but Jennifer is like hovering like right in front of it. And the
Oh
series is like her
no.
like flapping her wings, and as she moves her
Oh
wings, you
no.
can like your butthole is like revealed. And then it's covered again, but then it's revealed again. So that's on the internet forever. That's the last thing you ever posted.
Oh man. All right. Well,
You called it On the Wings of Love. It was a butterfly revealing and hiding your asshole on your
oh my.
OnlyFans.